Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
On June 25th, police executed...
Why is he talking in an echo factory?
Marie, what's an echo factory?
I don't know, but I fucking
love
hilarious.
It. It's hilarious.
I'll tell you what it is. It's really fucking noisy.
Hey, Bill, we need more echoes.
I know, it's an echo factory.
I just pictured them going, we have this board where it has the effect of an echo. No. I'm going to go in an airplane hangar, and you hang 18,000 microphones on the ceiling, and we're going to make this an echo factory.
But what's the purpose? What would you need one for? I'm telling you, Bill, there's a big market.
We need more long, empty hallways for this echo factory. Should I carpet it? No! No carpeting.
Fuck no.
Only tile.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook if you want to get in contact with the show. Or you can always be in morelikeradio.com/live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. That's another great way to get in contact with us. Today is July 15th, 2015. It is
Amazon Prime's 20th anniversary.
Amazon Prime Day, which also every other company hopped on to and actually had better sales than
They're
Amazon.
They're like, fuck you, Amazon.
It was really funny. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. It is 7:08 p.m. in Buffalo, New York right now. I think that pretty much covers the day we are and the time we're
in. Oh my God, you take so long to get to that point. Just to the intros.
And that smarmy little bitch is Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian
don't
Lopez.
Don't call me it.
We have, Jessie is joining us today. She's right behind me. Hi, Jessie.
Hi.
Hi, Jessie.
We have a guest.
We do have a guest. Formerly of Shy Kids fame. And currently...
Spy Kids?
Not Spy Kids. Of Two Fat Daleks is my good new friend, Doc Wheatley.
Heyo.
He's joining us tonight. He actually filled in for the next person that I'm about to introduce, Joel, the birthday boy, Van Wingerden.
I think she's really underrated. What do you guys think?
I think you're really overrated. And that's my way of saying happy birthday to Dudge. It was his birthday yesterday. That's why he wasn't on the show.
You're 31.
Yeah, you're an old man.
Well, that's not why I wasn't on the show.
I know, but shut up. The audience doesn't know that.
You know, Doc had a birthday. You didn't
wish
him happy birthday.
Yeah, Doc's birthday was Monday.
Did
you wish him happy birthday?
I don't even know who Doc is.
Okay. You see, that's really
so
mean,
you
Dutch.
Didn't wish him happy birthday.
Yes.
It didn't happen.
He was so rude. Doc, how old are you?
32.
See? Aww. He even has you in elder years by one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm one more gooder.
Yeah, he is one more gooder than you, Dutch, and you know it. Actually, Dutch, remember, Doc Wheatley was from the Shy Kids podcast.
You already said that.
And also, I wanted
to... Well, you didn't know who he is.
I was leading into this. His show, which everyone did really like, with the Rorschach It's All About Me, right?
Yeah.
That was their show. They did a show called Two Fat Daleks. Talking Doctor Who.
They're going to again.
Exactly. And it's coming back by popular demand. And also because Rorschach stopped being crazy for 5 minutes.
It's coming back in a big, big way with a giant surprise, right, Doc?
Yeah.
See? Giant surprise. Well, Marie, he didn't... Oh, you just fucking threw him under the bus. Now he has to find a surprise.
There was have to come up with something.
That's fucking great.
You gotta have a hook.
Fucking... What's this giant surprise? It starts trending on Twitter.
They're going to record on top of live sharks now.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not
fair. Shark Week is over.
Shark not Week in my heart.
No. Damn it. We need Shark
Week.
Shark
Week was so last week.
It really
sharks
was.
Don't give a shit anymore
sharks
for the rest of the
not
year.
Care.
They're not trying.
They're not even jumping.
No. Fuck sharks. I mean, well, Dutch, I guess I want to ask you, where were you? What were you doing? That you couldn't.
The company I work for, every year we have this big trade show in Columbus.
Now, what's a trade show?
Y'all trade ideas and.
Well, it's anything that has to do with the greenhouse industry.
You trading plants?
No, there's no trading going on. They just kind of.
Well, why do they call it a trade show?
Yeah,
it's
I don't get it.
It's a phrase. It's like the trade of greenhouse, and you kind of show it.
The trade were greenhouse.
I'm not even sure how that bit even started anymore.
I'm not even sure how it's going to
because you guys weren't using the subjunctive tense right.
There it is.
Subjunctive?
Subjunctive, yeah.
Yes, it's the only form that we have in the English language, but in Spanish, it's fucking all over the place. That's how I learned about it.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, I was there, and then yesterday, I was there for like the whole last week, and it's like, yeah, anybody who's anything in the greenhouse industry goes and like,
can
a
I
good
go?
Chunk of my family, like I, because I have like 100+ cousins.
Wait. Even Tommy, the Earl Green Thumb, goes there because that guy's like the hub of the greenhouse industry.
Oh no, him and I talked for like a half hour in the booth. It was
wow,
great.
That's fucking amazing.
Is the Jelly right? Green Giant like a representative there?
No, but they did.
Ironically, he works for Nabisco now.
That makes a lot of money or whatever. Like at one, because they have these like floral arrangements and everything all over the place. And there's one huge company. I think it's like Ball Seed.
I prefer oral arrangements.
They just hired hot girls to stand there in white outfits with flowers on their head.
And it's called
Booth Babes.
Ball Seed?
Yes.
Wow.
Ball.
It's a little on the nose.
Name on the last guy. Wow. You know, no, I didn't even think about it. Ball Seed.
That's pretty good.
Got it.
I just made the connection. I'm so used to hearing that name because they're like one of the bigger seedling companies in the greenhouse industry. That's, wow. Ball Seed. Jesus.
Now you're going to giggle. You're going to giggle every time you have to do business with them now. You're welcome.
Hey, you see those Ball Seed hot chicks? Mm.
No, that's just to do this one company because they're so like it's so obvious that they hire only hot girls to be like the reps in their booth. And I'm like, they have to know, right?
Well,
the
speaking
girls
of course,
of
shit.
Course they know.
Speaking of hot girls, Jesse, you were telling us where you just started working. They also hire hot people to do jobs.
Just the marketing girls.
The marketing girls.
Yeah,
the rest
exactly.
are engineers.
It's like pharmaceutical reps. So yeah. It's so obvious that that's the only type of people that they hire.
Like, what are you qualified to do? Be pretty.
I give the presentations and people usually say yes.
Oh, that's a good job.
That's how jobs get created. I win people jobs.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
You're fixing the economy all by yourself.
You're attractive. Here's money.
I guess anything else exciting happened? Did you do anything for your birthday?
No, dude, because it was the last day of the show. The whole thing closed down at 2. We had to break the booth down and, you know, get everything crated up. And I almost missed my flight, you know, because it
wait a minute. Was
earlier
were you,
in the afternoon.
Were you there representing the greenhouse or were you there DJing the event?
Dude, that would have been cool to DJ an event. No, they didn't have any DJ shit going on. But it's kind of like Comic-Con for greenhouse shit because it's in the same type of convention centers.
And at the same time.
So, yeah. Well,
do people
I mean,
dress
do
up?
Comic-Con's in the Columbus Greater Convention Center that we were there.
Yeah,
but
do people dress up, get fucked up, do anything stupid? Like, did you see stupid shit?
Everybody gets fucked up. That's the
have
thing.
Have sex
everybody
with, like, a sunflower or something?
To this thing. It's basically, like, the only time that these older dudes or just people who are usually stiffs and the only thing that they do is work in greenhouses. Everybody goes to Columbus and everybody gets fucked up every single night. At one point, like, we went to, like, this really nice dinner with, like, a... You know, these guys, you know, these bankers and people who, like, you know, basically pull the strings on the money and whatnot. And we all ended up, and at one point, my brothers, and I'm, like, the quietest brother out of all of my family. they were all like, everybody's in suits. And then like, I forget what song came on, but they were all jumping around. And these like 15-year-old men were sweating and just drunk and trying to like grab like the bartenders as they were walking by, like grab their asses and shit. Dude, it was, it's usually like, it's fun to see like button down business people just let loose like that. So
button down business people is a good name for a band.
Question, is there cosplay like Poison Ivy or Aubrey 2, you know, like
no, but there themed? Was a person in like, you know, the mascot for Stanford University is just this big Christmas tree. It was something like that. Someone was just dressed up like this wow. massive fern and walking around.
That's the lamest mascot ever.
Did you take a picture with it?
No, I just kind of was like, what the fuck? What kind of my first thought was like, why would they waste money on that?
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they had it already.
I bet that Christmas tree got fucked up.
You bet that Christmas tree got some poon later. You best bet.
Yeah, from the button downs.
It's weird that it's fun. I think that there is a video somewhere of the Stanford mascot Christmas tree getting drop kicked by some dude.
Oh, wow. No.
Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. But yeah, no, the whole thing was just, it was fun. The whole thing was fun. Like we got a lot of good sales out of it. It was great. So
did you get a promotion?
No.
Did you get any like goodies, like a koozie or a visor or anything?
We had knives, like flip open, that's like cool. knives, and everybody kept like robbing us of those things. So
you had knives?
I actually didn't have time to walk around.
Were we at an ICP concert?
So
that doesn't sound safe.
Well, no, we just the merch that we have is stuff that people who like work in greenhouses would use.
You don't know that's if they cool. can fly home safely with knives.
That's a good point. Yeah, how are they going to get home bags. With their knives?
They have to check their bags.
You see, you're making people do work.
That sucks.
I said that to a couple of people. I'm just like, make sure you check that. Otherwise, you know, that's a waste of it. That's 79 cents.
Yeah, well.
79 cents wasted.
Exactly. Well, we guys with these, you know, you can put your logo on just about anything, which, by the way, we should do this because I found a couple of sites while I was doing merch for our table. Okay. I'm like, if you get 1,000, it's like 2 cents per, you know, shirt or whatever.
It's not bad. We should look at that. Oh, sure. But by the way, let's move on from greenhouse talk. Because
why?
I mean,
so
it's
exciting. Riveting.
Don't ask. You asked. Yes. I didn't want to talk about it. You asked. All right. So don't.
I guess.
How boring
I had
it is.
Several follow-up questions.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I was quite interested.
Sure. Instead, can you move on to the first story?
Sure. Can I move to Planned Parenthood defends selling body parts of aborted babies, calls body parts tissue?
Sure. This sounds great.
Yeah.
Full parts?
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever needed a baby's right foot?
I didn't realize Planned Parenthood were in the harvesting of organs business.
Well, you know what? It's a receding economy, and we have to get with the times.
Yeah.
You know? Planned Parenthood abortion business has responded to a shocking new expose video that caught Planned Parenthood's top doctor describing how the abortion business sells the body parts of aborted babies.
Well, okay. Is that one of those things where, like, if I die and I say, yeah, you can have my body, like, does the woman get to say, like... Yeah, you can get rid of this, but you should use it for something good.
Maybe. I'll read on.
Okay, sorry.
I think a baby arm would make a good penile implant.
That's a very good point. People always describe it as that anyway. You might as well. Yeah.
New undercover footage shows Planned Parenthood Federation of America's Senior Director of Medical Services, Dr. Deborah Nucatola.
Not going to work here anymore, that's
Nucatola.
For sure.
Doctor who?
I'm going to say Deborah Nucatola. Describing how Planned Parenthood sells the body parts of aborted unborn children and admitting she uses partial birth abortions to supply
here,
intact
I have the video.
Body parts.
God, all this talk about abortions is making me super wet.
So I think you will. I have here
video.
Now a story we guarantee Connie most Chung. Of you have never heard before. Big money
Connie
is
Chung
being
is
made
alive?
From the sale of fetal
why
body
I'm
parts.
Shocked.
Well, I think this
she's still working?
I didn't even know she was part of ABC.
Where is she?
Brian Williams
about?
Got fired and she just slipped right in there, didn't she?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about, Jesse? You're too young. Forget it.
Even the most ardent pro-choice advocates, like Planned Parenthood President Gloria Feld, are disturbed by what we found.
It seems inappropriate, totally inappropriate. Where there is wrongdoing, it should be prosecuted and should be brought to justice.
The footage you're about to see was taken from an undercover meeting with a top-level Planned Parenthood abortion doctor executive. Some viewers may find this content disturbing.
A lot of people want contact parts these days because they're looking for specific notes. A, B notes, S, A. I was like, wow, I didn't even know. Good for them. Yesterday was the first time she said people wanted love. And then, she, like I said, always as many intact livers as possible.
So selling lungs and intact livers, as many as possible.
Okay, she needs to stop stabbing her her salad and actually take a bite.
Hey, shut the fuck up, okay? Cheesecake.
Is anybody else getting thrown off by this?
Excuse me. Cheesecake Factory's a really fancy place to eat, and she could stab her fucking food however she wants.
Yeah.
Why is it so far away from her? She's like fully extended.
Lower extremities too. That's
I love the Dutch is more obsessed with eating her salad, not that they're selling baby parts.
Well, just, you know, eat right.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, that's easy. I don't know what they're doing with it, because they want muscle.
Yeah, I've done.
They want muscle.
It doesn't.
Buying or selling human body parts is a federal felony. Really?
Wait a minute. Then, how do doctors give new...
donations.
But wait. Don't people spend, like... a lot of money
on the procedure.
The procedure.
Not the organ.
Not the organ.
Right.
Got it.
The commercial traffic of body parts from an aborted baby is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and or up to $500,000.
Is it because no one else can own someone's body part to sell and make money off of?
I guess that's...
But wait, could I sell my own arm?
I don't think...
Hold on a second. Yeah, because you can't sell your own kidney. Because if that were legal, people would be doing it all the time. You can donate a kidney, but you, yeah.
Oh, maybe they donated the baby's body parts.
No, she was saying
I'm sure you
selling.
Get a sick tax write-off, though.
It says right here in the article, sells the body parts.
On July 25th, 2014, investigators posing as fetal tissue procurement company met with Planned Parenthood Senior Director Deborah Nakatola. Can you please stop with this music?
The ominous music. Yeah.
I fucking hate it. Like, look, I get it, but they were already fucking dead. So let's relax.
You gotta admit though, that's pretty good abortion music though.
It is.
Maybe they were listening to this music while this was being recorded.
Do you think that they
it's just in the background?
Yeah, they just didn't edit it out correctly.
Do you think the editors were like, just Google abortion music and see what pops up?
I'm the medical director for the national office for all right. affiliates. So I say, okay, what are you looking to supply today?
Are they drinking wine?
She's poking at her salad again.
Stabbing her salad again. I hate her.
And yes, is drinking wine.
At like a daytime lunch meeting?
Lady. Man, Planned Parenthood plays it fast and loose, man.
I did so much daytime lunch meeting drinking this weekend, so it's fairly...
How many baby lungs did you sell?
Listen, lady, this isn't some greenhouse trade show where you can just let loose.
Do you see a guy in a fern costume? I don't think so. Dr. Nakatola oversees the abortion practice of all Planned Parenthood affiliates performed abortions through 24 weeks.
Yeesh.
Oh my God, the slow motion. Stop it. Now they have like upshot angles of her.
Can
like,
you sell tissue or is tissue also donations?
Every provider has had patients who want to donate their tissue and they absolutely want to accommodate them.
A provider has had patients who want to donate their tissue and they absolutely want to accommodate them. They just want to do it in a way that is not perceived as this clinic is selling tissue, this clinic is making money off of this.
Okay, so when you...
I guess the issue is they're making money off of it, which
right.
is kind of
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I was going to say...
the issue?
I'm pretty sure that's the issue, yeah. Well, because as you said, like you can say that you're an organ donor mm-hmm. and be able to give an organ... But when you're a fetus, you can't have your ID that says you're an organ donor, so it has to be...
Yeah, but it's up to the mom. I guess what's happening is they're paying the moms out for this shit.
Oh, I thought maybe they were paying the doctors.
I'm going to switch with it. I can't. This is so stupid. Like, I get that it's happened, but the ominous, like, stop it. Fucking stop.
Well, and, like, when children are born premature, they need tissue donations. Like, they need stuff. They might actually take that stuff and use it for good and help the... preemie babies.
Well, I'm not
it.
Saying they're not, but yeah, it's the whole issue.
I get
of,
the profiting off of it.
Yeah.
Unless they have a loophole where they pay the baby and then the baby dies and then the there's like something in there where it's like, oh, okay, anything that the baby owned is now the mother's property.
I don't know.
Eh?
This article also says This article says that the statement failed to address how she also admitted Planned Parenthood illegally performing partial birth abortions, which Congress banned and have been banned in numerous states.
When did they? You mean like past a certain date you can't do it?
Yeah,
partial
correct.
Birth, like yeah, like
it's like whack a mole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to get them right before.
As soon as they pop out.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. I don't know if the mothers are actually getting the money, though. Or
probably
I don't,
not.
Planned Parenthood is probably just pocketing it.
Yeah, because the
mothers probably don't know. They're just like, get this fetus out of me.
Was there any more to that video, or are you done with it?
I'm done with it. It's just too much reading, and it's so stupid. I don't care anymore.
Moving on.
Yeah, I'm moving on because
you have questions still, though.
Fine, but here's an answer. Okay, Dutch, after I read this next sentence, you won't have any more questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Man found naked drinking beer with pigs in a Pennsylvania barn.
Yeah. I thought nobody knew about that.
No, sir. These people know.
So and that's what you did yesterday.
I know what you were doing. Yeah. Happy birthday, dude. Touch. How many? At 3 a.m., that's usually what you're doing, drinking with a bunch of pigs at a bar.
Right. And you should have seen some of the heifers that were there this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
The greenhouse heifers.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you're a taken man.
Yeah.
You would have slain some poon.
Police.
My brother murdered it this weekend.
Did he?
No, he literally murdered somebody this weekend.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no. He was crushing pussy all over the place. It was great. Hot Dutch number two. You remember him?
Yeah. Well, he's actually number one. He's more attractive than you. Police have charged a man with trespassing, public drunkenness, and indecent exposure after he was caught at a neighbor's Pennsylvania farm in the nude, drinking beer among
in
pigs.
In the nude.
Drinking beer among pigs. Police... Police in Manor Township, Lancaster County.
Oh, Lancaster County.
Say 64-year-old.
No, it's Lancaster.
You're Lancaster.
You're from there. You should know how the right way to say it, Marie.
Hey, I don't adopt your stupid accents.
You're from Pennsylvania?
You're yes. from Pittsburgh! Really?
Yeah, and I never said yens in my life, except for now.
What about food?
Water, yeah. Home, phone. Well, actually, Pennsylvania.
Home, phone,
Philadelphia
hoagie.
Hey, I've lost my accent for the most part.
I need a hoagie and a Coke.
When I get drunk, I don't start saying hoagie and a Coke like you do.
Okay, I do. Shut up.
What accent was that?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Police in Manor Township, Lancaster County say 64-year-old Larry Henry and the Hendersons told them, I just like pigs.
Of course he does. That's his defense?
He's got two pigs. First names.
Yeah. Larry Henry just likes pigs.
I just like him, okay?
When they found him in the hog barn June 26th, about 10:15 p.m., Henry faces a preliminary hearing August 4th. His defense attorney didn't immediately return call because he was laughing so hard.
That's awesome.
Arrest papers show Henry had been banned from the farm since he got caught trespassing 4 years ago.
Why doesn't he just acquire his own pigs to drink with them?
Maybe he lives in the city and he can't have his own
Well,
pigs.
I've seen Bay Pig in the city, so find that one. Police say Henry smelled of alcohol and frankincense. No, smelled of alcohol and acknowledged drinking a six-pack of beer while hanging out with the hogs. He was also
watching by himself because in my mind, I'm imagining that he's like, you know, talking with this other guy who has two first names. Hey, Mark John, you remember the last time I got arrested when we were wrestling a pig? We should do that again.
Hey,
he's doing it by himself.
Let's get drunk with the hogs and watch that movie Wild Hogs.
I mean, he wasn't hurting anyone. He was just sitting in the pig pen, drinking beers, hanging out.
I just imagine him chilling back with like a pig underneath each shoulder, like as an armrest.
This is laugh. This is laugh right here. Yeah. This is fucking living. A pig under each arm and a Miller Lite in each hand. That's how I live my life. This is how Jesus would have lived if he was alive.
Double pigging it.
Double, double fucking pigging it.
It is weird that he was naked, but other than that, I don't have a problem.
You think he was fucking the pigs?
I mean, that's a good question. You know what? Maybe they caught him right before he fucked the pigs.
That's what I was scared of. Like, I thought that's why he got arrested.
I knew there's shit and mud everywhere. I didn't want to get my trousers dirty.
Police say Henry smelled of alcohol. Police say the brand of beer was in keeping
police
with the overall
say, police
theme.
Police say, what does he say about all
Henry
this?
Henry was drinking Hams beer for real. Like, apparently there's a beer called Hams and he was drinking it.
Hams?
H-A-M-M-S.
Perfect.
It's like that of like Pabst or Schlitz.
This guy's
like
killing it.
Maybe he was inspired by seeing the video of New Jersey woman going shopping naked last week. Apparently she did. That's a different. Stop trying to plug your shit in your fucking articles, Epic Times.
Epic.
Fucking stupid science.
I don't know. I feel like that guy.
You do the same thing.
You do the same thing.
I don't have a problem with it. He's not hurting anybody.
The pigs aren't going to tell.
Yeah. That's fine.
Apparently, Sean sent me this.
What? What did Sean do?
Hashtag growing up black is the best thing on hashtag black Twitter this week.
Oh, man. Oh, read them.
Don't get into black Twitter. You'll never get out of it.
A blitter.
Blitter? Oh,
here we go. All right. I'm going to read them. Apparently, there was a... There was some a growing up black hashtag, and there was some Twitter. Your mom, auntie, grandmother, or cousin had at least one of these paintings. See, I'm not black, so I don't know. I don't know. I'd have
I don't
none
get
of
it.
These.
Wait, say it again.
I don't get it.
Say it again. Read it slower.
Well, let me post the pictures of the painting so you see what I'm referring to.
Oh, there's a reference.
Yeah, you know.
One of them looks like the Sunday at the Lawn painting.
There you go.
Was Sean in black Twitter that he found this hashtag?
Hold on. Let me go.
Did Sean grow up black? Might have.
Well,
he's very tall.
Yeah. Your mom, auntie, grandmother, or cousin had at least one of these paintings in their house, and it was four paintings that were of black people in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, I have no way to relate to this.
Yeah.
No. Why did Sean tell me this? I don't understand any of these things.
Growing up black. Okay, so these are things that obviously, you know, it's like, you know you're this ethnicity when type of
you might be a redneck.
Right.
No, this
but
is,
this is essentially what that is.
This is the black version of only 90s kids remember.
That's exactly what it is.
So I like the one. There's one that
can't
says
relate
contents.
To this, Sean, how are we supposed to riff on it?
There's one that says contents of grandmama's pocketbook, and it's a key holder, a Bible, those like red and white peppermints, and a whole bunch of safety pins.
I don't even understand.
That's relatable.
I don't know. I don't understand that at all.
I'm
really?
That
my meemaw has
it.
All of those in her pocketbook right now.
Right.
Is your meemaw black?
No, she's very white.
Hmm.
Yeah, Doc's right. This is essentially the black version of you grew up in this era.
How annoying are those, by the way?
Well, we read them on the show every once in a while.
Yeah, how annoying are they?
I posted one, but it was 9/11.
Okay. All right.
I made it, though.
9/11 kids?
No, it was a picture of 9/11. It was like only 2,000 kids remember.
Okay,
like
you know what? That's actually very funny. Okay, hundreds of sex toys dangle from Portland power lines.
I saw this earlier, and I'm hoping we can find a reason why. Like, go ahead and read it.
Hundreds of phallic sex toys have been seen hanging in recent days from power lines across Portland,
hundreds.
Oregon. Provoking
have
laughter.
Have you seen one?
Well, he's not in Portland.
How are they staying on? Do they tie two together?
They have two dildos, and they tie them like, with a shoelace on each side, and they throw up like nunchucks.
Oh.
And then they wrap around the line.
Yeah.
And what is this in support of?
The large white and bright orange dildos appear to have been strung together in pairs and have prompted numerous reports to Portland office to the Portland Office of Neighborhood Involvement. Department spokeswoman Lisa Letty said on Monday. A spokesman of Public Utility Portland General Electric said he did not believe the rubber products pose a fire hazard.
Well, that's good.
It's like when... When you go through like some ghetto neighborhoods, you just see, shoes that somebody throws up there.
So what neighborhood are these? Who lives here?
Awesome neighborhoods.
Okay.
Sexy Portland people.
Is there a backing? I mean, there's one tweet where someone said hashtag keeping Portland weird, but I don't think that has anything to do with.
Dude, when you have hundreds of cases and dildos, I mean,
are
I don't
cheap.
Know if you guys have gone
they're
dildos
not,
shopping
yes,
lately, but it's
yeah, they're
fucking
not cheap.
Expensive.
God, that yellow one looks huge.
This will probably be revealed to be like a Banksy thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, or
oh,
some
that's
kind of
pretty
like,
big. Yeah, that's a big
a
boy.
Weird Twitter like hipster thing.
Well,
so,
yeah, that's a
wait
big
a
boy.
Minute. So no one knows why the dildos are showing up?
Why would you waste one?
Or many, or hundreds of them.
Hundreds of them. And these are all like good size. Like, you know, they paid at least $80 per.
What?
No, there's no way. Like, some of them have like the suction cup that you could put like up against the
right.
wall.
Right.
Maybe they got them at a wholesale price.
Oh.
Maybe maybe people already had these dildos and they were just donating them to
Dutch,
the cause.
I smell season 3 True Detective plot.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
A guest in the chat room, Change Your Name, says that it was divorced lesbians.
Oh, you know what? Absolutely. That's true. So don't go through that neighborhood.
I don't know. I bet lesbians still like.
Lesbians would
something.
Need them the most.
Yeah.
Especially divorced ones.
I don't know. Majority of lesbians that I've talked to don't like...
Yeah, penetration.
Like penetration, not like vibration on the outside, but penetration they're not big fans of.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard a few of them say the same thing, that they don't
like... So if these were like washing machines... Then maybe.
Then it would be divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You went a long way for that one, but I got it.
But it was, he took the long way around.
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer. Yeah.
I don't know, dog. It sounds really hard to tie up two washing machines together and to throw them over power lines.
Yeah. If there were a bunch of, if there were a bunch of Hitachi self massagers, you know.
There you go.
Can you imagine how grossed out the electrical guys are having to try to cut these things down?
No, I bet you some of them are taking them.
I think it's hilarious.
And the thing is, though, they make them take them down with their assholes, so like they have to go up there.
Yeah, it's
and
a game.
Stick it in.
Get the pucker
Jerry
butt.
Got three. What can you do, Tom?
Get it with your teeth.
If
Daddy, Daddy loves this new job at the power companies.
If I were the guy telling which guys to go out and collect them, I would find the most homophobic one of all of them to go do the job, just so that he can see him getting really upset.
Like some black guy.
Hey, Kirk, guess what you get to do today?
I am not taking down the fucking dildos. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh,
I refuse
that's awesome.
To take down the dildos.
Just leave them up.
Do they get to keep them? Like, if you take, is this like a finder's keeper system?
Ew, it's already been used.
You can just throw it in the dishwasher. It's fine.
Yeah, no, they boil them and make tea.
Yeah, sanitizing.
Ooh.
Do they melt?
Dildo teas. I mean, I'm sure at a certain heat it would melt.
I don't know.
What's Marie?
You don't own a dildo? Marie has tons.
Marie, what's the melting?
You,
if you brought out your, you would. Jessie's a little prude. You would freak her the fuck out. She really hates wieners.
Oh, see,
a lot.
I just assume that every girl at least has a vibrator.
A vibrator is different than a dildo, though.
We have both.
Do you have a vibrator?
No, she's shaking her head. No,
she's that so works on radio. Thank you.
She's embarrassed.
I was being quiet about it.
Well, if you have one, it's fine. It's whatever. It's not
nobody
a show.
Cares.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nope.
Marie broke hers out on the air one time.
Many
and
of
her
them.
Mom was watching.
No, Royce's mom was watching.
remember when she hit me on the head with the fucking the black
no,
one?
You hit, you
I hit her
me
in the head with
the
black one.
It.
Yeah,
I hope Dennis, I don't know if Dennis is listening, but I think he screen capped a couple.
He
of
He did
shots.
Make an animated GIF out of it. You're right.
That's what it was. Oh. Yeah, can somebody post that if you guys still have it?
I remember at one of the fetish parties we went to, though, we did bobbing for
yes,
dildos.
And I have the pink one.
Yeah, you won one.
Hold on a second. That sentence, I remember one of the fetish parties, but you're still going to sit there and get all coy if I ask you have a vibrator?
I don't have one. But we went to the fetish party because it was like a dress-up party. It was fun.
Yeah.
That's weird. You're weird.
You're weird.
For not having a vibrator?
How many do you have?
My girlfriend has like 4,000 of them.
Man, you gotta step
She's
up.
A freak, dude.
You gotta step it up,
no,
man.
Not step up. See, that's the bullshit. It supplements your sex life. It's not doesn't replace you.
Right, right.
Plus, she probably acquired a lot of them before you guys started dating.
I love that sentiment, though. Just you, the first thing you thought was that I'm not doing something good, rather than you're boring in bed.
Well, Dutch, I mean, you do see you're good looking enough to not try hard, so it's very possible.
That's a compliment.
Oh, no, I'm good.
That's a backhanded compliment.
It is a backhanded compliment.
That good looking, dude. I'm like a six at best. I pulled that on the air.
You did have sex with that girl in a stairwell in New Jersey, so yeah, you can't be that attractive. No, it wasn't hot. It's weird. It's a weird thing to do. I had sex in the Haunted Mansion once. That was fun. Hard to do, but fun.
Ooh.
She's like, oh, I'm not riding on
the ride. The Haunted Mansion ride in Disney World.
She's like, oh, while it
was moving? While it was moving.
Nice.
And the Doom Buggy, as it was
I'm
called.
I'm assuming it was like one of those kind of like just regular kind of things, not like a roller coaster.
No.
Very
it's
difficult
fucking
to do.
No. It wasn't the fucking... It wasn't
I don't know.
Space
don't know
Mountain.
Yeah, it wasn't Shikra in fucking Busch Gardens. It was fucking
outside Space Mountain. And everything.
I know, right?
Well, hit your head
Space,
all,
Space Mountain, you would be
because
dead.
It almost hits your head
already.
As,
I know.
But.
Well, Royce, be fair. I don't think you were very successful at it, were you?
At what?
Attempting sex on the Haunted Mansion?
No, it was not easy.
Well, the mood killer was when the voiceover guy went, is his cock getting larger?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then the lights turned out and then the door opened. But it was worth it. But what were we? I cannot. Oh, dildos.
The dildos.
Sex toys, yes.
Jesus
dildos.
Christ. We're talking about the dildos in Portland.
Get Jesse a dildo.
No, I don't want one.
What about a vibrator?
Dude, she has a phobia of wieners. You do not understand.
Are you gay?
No.
No,
she's not a phobia.
She's not.
She's
I just
a phobia.
Don't want to see them. They
I mean,
pop
it's fine
out.
If you're gay, I don't care about
no,
it.
No, she's not gay. She's actually engaged to a man. But she has a phobia of dildos. And of wieners in general. Any phallic-shaped objects.
Wait, they pop out.
I'm confused.
Let her explain. They pop out at parties all the time.
Wieners do.
And I don't want it.
She doesn't want to see everyone's wiener.
Boobs are
obviously
fine.
Obviously in public. I mean, but I'm talking about like, you know, when you're alone and nobody else is around. Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's fine. That's awesome. But when they just pop out of nowhere, I don't
they
like
don't
it.
They don't come out of nowhere.
Yes,
hold
they
on.
Do.
Is that a black
you know
hole shooting wieners out of
don't it? Give me this, Royce. You know they pop out of nowhere.
Yes, but to be fair.
Don't you dare.
They do. But you know what?
Because you chose weird friends who just happen to take their dicks out at any moment doesn't mean you can't own a vibrator.
No.
Or does
those
your
things
does
don't
your guy
correlate.
Not like They're, you to own one?
No, those things don't correlate.
Yeah.
I guess they don't connect. They don't correlate.
They don't connect together.
No. I understand the word.
She
but
hasn't.
I don't know what you're talking
she
about.
Hasn't acquired a dildo, and also sometimes penises pop out.
Two separate stories.
Two different things.
But
right. But I'm getting
I've
best
never,
back on traffic.
I've never bought a vibrator or a dildo.
They sell them slightly used on Craigslist for really cheap.
Oh God.
And going full circle, put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We've done it, guys. Full circle. I think, honestly, Portland, you're welcome. We solved your dildo crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know. Did we?
We got to find out what that's about.
I really don't worry.
Nobody's going to go out and spend that much money.
In a week or two.
They have roving gay gangs up there.
There will be an update to this story. Mark my words. We'll find out what happened. We don't know about it yet.
Maybe it's like a weird rich guy, like crazy
Bruce Wayne. One guy, yeah. It's either a lot of people or one guy.
We need Batman. More dildos.
All right, Frank,
showering
get it.
Portland with dildos.
Still don't understand why we're doing this.
Or maybe it was like a sex toy shop that's
just
like
shut down.
It would be a brilliant marketing campaign, and then they did it. They're like, "Did you put the name of our shop on the side of it?"
God
oh, shit.
Damn it!
I knew I forgot something.
That would be good marketing.
Or maybe the dildo factory blew up and just dildos flew out of the sky.
It's raining wieners.
And they happen to be right next to the shoelace factory, and they just have this weird thing.
They tied themselves together.
Right.
They just intertwined midair and got tangled up. And
one was
fell.
Going this way, the other one was going this way, and that happened 30 times.
All I imagine is da 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 just dildos flying everywhere. Not again.
Not on my car.
Okay, that needs to be in the next action movie. Like a shoestring plant and a dildo plant both have to simultaneously blow up and explode their contents midair.
Sounds like a movie Seth Rogen would be part of.
Or a sci-fi original movie.
That's so.
Or, dildo NATO.
And sharks, yes.
Or 23 Jump Street. I don't know.
I mean, I don't watch it.
Guess, change your name already, goddammit. Says they tried throwing fleshlights, but nobody would let go of them.
What?
No one would let them go. Fleshlights? That's like the woman vagina for men.
Yeah.
Instead of a dildo
it's
for
a
women.
It's a jerk-off sleeve type thing.
Like, instead of a dildo, awesome. Which is like the pencil, you have like the cup, and so it's like, it's still...
Oh.
It's
disguised as a giant cartoon flashlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a cheap knockoff one that has never been used.
Suction, not
oh, that's not even
before,
that. That's
though.
Just one of those fake.
No, but
ones.
I can show it to you as an example. It's not anywhere close to a fleshlight, but we have from our old sponsor Adam and Eve, we have like a really fake, like cheap knockoff version of what a fleshlight should be.
Oh, you guys have one?
Yeah, well,
not a real. Trust me,
not
a real fleshlight.
Real.
It's a piece
of shit. Go get it.
No, it's tiny.
No,
I'll get it. I'll get it at break.
It looks like one of those stress ball things that, like, you hold it and it slips.
Use
down
it on the air right now.
That's what I thought it was going to look like.
Yeah.
Well, you can get one.
You don't need to do it right now.
I mean,
now.
I could try, but it'll be tough.
Come on, dude, man up.
Well, you know what, Dutch? That'll 100% lead me into the next story.
Which is what?
They are selling on Amazon, because this will lead into the Amazon Day thing. If you happen to have a spare $1,361, you could buy a 55-gallon drum of Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Now, this is anal lube. Here's a picture of it. Here's a link to the... there it is. This is about the product, the Ultimate Lube Keg. Best value, lube pump included.
Oh, that's nice.
Holy What's shit! It's 46% off.
That's
it's
a
normally $2,500.
You've got to get it at that point, right?
How much? Yeah. There's only three left in stock.
Thank God for Prime Day.
Okay, product description. What are you doing with all this lube? Wrestling match, biggest adult party ever.
Ooh, that makes sense.
If you're looking for a simply dropping amount of lube, Passion Natural Water Based Lubricant is ready to get fun started with a 55-gallon drum. With this superb formula, you will have a natural feel that keeps you moist longer and also works great with all toy materials. Easily washed away with warm water, mild soap, if you never run out of lube again.
I didn't even think about the whole wrestling thing. Yeah, dude, this is this will, like, radio stations and fraternities are going
to
eat.
Hold
this
on.
Shit up.
I have to read the customer questions and answer. Yes, Marie.
Do you think that that's what the dildo factory needs to lube up all their dildos?
That's what it is. Probably. Yep. That's what they shut out. Now.
Yeah, but the shoelace factory, it's not going to, you know, right. it'll just slip right off instead of tying together naturally.
That's a good point.
Now, no, not if they use anal beads, though. Now, Dutch.
Ooh.
You know, on Amazon, they have the customer questions and answers. We'll get to the reviews in a second, but...
Yes.
All right. The first question is it kosher? Answer, no, it's used for porking.
What?
Jesus Christ. Did Tom Likas write this?
That is one of the funniest things. That's one of those things that's so funny that you can't laugh. You're just so, like, you're in amazement of how fucking
that's the
clever
dumbest
that is.
Joke answer I've ever heard. It's for porking.
Now, the next question, is it family friendly? Your mom and I had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's perfect.
Dude, these guys are awesome.
Okay.
We're the ones answering, did they say? Oh, Blowfish.
I think it's answers.
Okay, is it
community answers?
Yeah, these,
yeah, it's community answers.
But it also says, oh really? Because the one I'm looking at actually says the person's name.
No, those are the reviews. The next one.
No, I'm at the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, the next
right below
one.
It. Doesn't it say Blowfish answers?
Yeah, it does. You're right, Blowfish. Yeah, the next one. Okay, then the one after that. Can I bathe Blowfish. In this? Answer. My friend, you could bathe in anything. That was answered.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. Yes.
Darkwing Duck.
This is a good question. Any chance on getting this to an Amazon subscription? Answer, this will be the first item distributed by Amazon Air, but an industrial-type helicopter.
What are the reviews?
Okay. Whew. Marie, you want to help me with these? They're okay. All good. You can literally read whichever one you want.
I guess I'll read the first one, which is 3 stars, try this at home. Brad and I will be in Grand Marshals at this year's San Diego Pride Parade, and we Brilliant. Are looking for just the right touch to add a bit of pizzazz to our appearance. So when we stumbled across the Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant 55-gallon drum, we felt we'd struck gold. Just enough volume to soak an entire parade of spectators, and yet fits easily into our float. Double win. Now, how to spray the lube on the excited onlookers? Why? By water pump gun, of course.
Of course.
Oh, to test out our delivery mechanism, we purchased a drum for our back and for our backyard and set up a slip and slide. I had Brad charge toward me down the slide, and I fired at will. It helped to imagine he was clinging bird of prey target that a Klingon bird of prey. I don't know. Target that explosion and fire. What I didn't expect was that Brad's forward momentum would cause him to crash into me, upending the entire drum along with us. Utter chaos. Our unfortunate cats, who had come out to judge our activities as cats will, were caught in the deluge. Looking like drowned rats, they howled and sped around the yard in hysterical circles, then tried for 10 minutes to climb a tree.
This is very well written. This person is very...
Yeah.
Once again...
Read the username.
By George Takei.
Wow, George.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if that really is him.
Oh my...
Once again, the neighbors thought we'd set something on fire, so the LA Fire Department arrived shortly afterwards. Try explaining any of this to a stranger, let alone a hunky one in a uniform.
A hunky one?
Hose me down, I offered. He kindly did, then retrieved our cats out of the tree with only minor scratches to the face. They still aren't speaking to us, by the way.
Okay, here's the next one. That was a good review. Let me give you... I have a one-star...
Yeah, hold on. Can I give one more answer question?
Sure.
Just jump back and
forth. Go for it.
Somebody asked, is this Obamacare approved?
Okay.
And Kyle C. answered, if you eat enough, eventually it is.
That's a good answer. Now, Dutch, we have a one-star review here. Watch out for TSA. Before I even got to use it, stupid TSA confiscated the entire barrel, and I was going through security at LAX. I had to order a second barrel along with a whole bunch of Ziploc bags. Not cool. So that guy did not have a good experience with it.
I found my favorite.
Okay, go ahead.
4 stars.
Okay.
As UPS discreetly unloaded my 55-gallon drum, the driver accidentally spilled it into my driveway.
Oh, by the way, for the list, I'm sorry, Doc, real quick, just to describe why that's so funny is because on the side in huge print, on the side of the drum, it says Passion Water-Based Lubricant.
Yeah.
In huge print.
It's massive.
So the driver accidentally spilled it into my driveway. Any amount of cars can now fit into my garage.
That is fucking funny.
I just like the title of this one, which was a 5-star review, Backyard Carnival of Death. It just intrigued me, so I'm going to read it. I'm a risk analyst for a major insurance firm. So when my wife and I were planning a birthday party for our 7-year-old, Crispin, my mind naturally turned to liabilities. We settled on the theme of backyard carnival, complete with a swing set, trampoline, merry-go-round, and giant slip and slide. So I carefully inspected the equipment for safety. It all seemed sound. We had a home on the bluff overlooking the ocean. As it happened, on the day of the party, our neighbors were trimming their ficus trees. We heard the sound of their wood chipper buzzing occasionally from the other side of the tall hedge. It was a little irritating, but not disruptive. The party started off wonderfully. A clown we hired made balloon animals. Crispin eagerly opened up his presents, and all the children enjoyed cake and fruit punch.
Crispin.
The weather was mild. The sky is clear. It seemed like a perfect day. Then we brought out the slip and slide. The problem with water slides is what we in the trade call a distributed water deficiency zones, or in the layman's terms, dry spots. If a child hits one of these, it can put the brakes on the fun, sending him sliding down a path of medical claims.
And making all the fathers laugh.
Indeed. Yes. From there, it's a slippery slope towards major litigation. To avoid the even remote possibility of such injuries, I invested in this 55-gallon drum of water-soluble personal lubricant, the idea being that the children could enjoy the slide in complete safety. Then wash it off with a hose before their parents came to retrieve them. With that in mind, I dipped each child into the vat before allowing them to keep up for the slide.
What a long setup. Nice troll job. I like that.
Hold on. Here's one. Good lubricant, but I'm surprised by the high price. It would be cheaper if they sold it in bulk. I'll wait until they release a 3-pack.
Fair.
It's
fair.
55 gallons.
Here's my new favorite.
Okay.
1 star. This is a hazard. I've already lost 2 cats in this thing.
That's because they're bringing their cats get into lube.
Cats get into everything.
They do.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
Very curious.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Well, that just seems like a good investment all around.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Next live event we have.
Barrel is bigger than it looks. I'm just questioning whether I should have bought the 55-gallon drum. It won't fit through the door. So I have to run a plastic tube from the door to the bedroom. That's not the real problem, though. The pizza delivery guy saw the barrel and is too scared to deliver pizza now. I am literally starving and might have to leave the house for the first time in 46 days.
Oh, God.
Can I read one question?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I can do this all day.
All day.
Long. All day.
Yeah, I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston.
I have a question and answer real quick. Sure. While you guys are reading the reviews, I'm finding fun ones for here. This one says, I was told... This was recommended by zookeepers. My uncle Botswana needs some lube for his elephants. How much lube will he need per mating? And Jack Baby T answered, on contrary to popular belief, with this is as good as another Botswana elephant lube on the market today. Really, the amount of lube depends on the elephant. Ideally, the elephant would be trained to stand over the barrel, making it a little less clean and safer for everybody than mating could occur with a little less friction. Perhaps a less hateful analogy would be when you dunk a donut into your glass of milk. you can't really see how much milk it will take, but depending on the donut, ahem, I will let you connect the dots as I keep going with the donut situation as is.
It's just...
Now I want donuts.
Who knew that like Amazon comments were like the new places for these guys?
Now, by the way, it is gluten-free. That was one of the questions and answers.
Oh,
it
thank
is.
God.
It is.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good to know.
It's quite good.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
One star. I bought this 55 gallon of lube and couldn't get the lid off. Ironic. Now I have 3 broken fingers and a very sore wife.
Oh. I'm done.
Oh, you got to. What's the next thing you want to go to then?
Can I go to Star Wars action figure? Has parents furious?
Yes.
Is it sexual? I feel like it's sexual.
Yeah,
I don't
Slave
know.
Leia. Slave Leia.
It's Slave Leia. It might be sexual, right?
Yeah.
There's a video. Do you want me to just read the article, though?
Whatever you want. I don't care.
I'll play the video.
No one's
going to read the article.
Down the toy aisle, had a local dad doing a double take. He's furious over a popular Star Wars action figure sold in stores in our area. He says, you know what? Not appropriate for young children. So is it harmless movie memorabilia or too racy for youngsters? Take a look. You decide.
Well, we sent our Chris O'Connell to talk with the dad and do some digging. And Chris, you say this toll is not just being sold in our area.
No, it is being sold all over the country.
Stores
and online.
Have they never seen
some
Star
parents
Wars?
Say this action figure for kids.
She's been sold since I was a kid.
Is way too inappropriate for kids of any age.
Totes and approps.
That's Fred Hill's daughters at the Target store in
the Denver. Fred Hill's daughter.
There's a picture
at Target. Wow.
There's a picture of it, Dutch, in the chat room.
It looks just like Slave Leia ever
I've
looked.
I've seen this since I was a kid and when I was going to comic book stores.
What?
Why? This is from coming from a dad who's probably super conservative and has never seen Star Wars.
This is news. Hold on.
Well, probably because they want to shed light on how stupid it is to get the reaction that we're having right now.
It's not a feminist mom, you don't think? No.
Well, let's listen.
I thought
on.
It was a dad.
Oh, you're
dad?
Right.
Right?
It's
pretty
inappropriate. The single dad was shocked to see this on the
single
toy aisle shelf.
Oh, you pussy. You're single for a reason.
No.
Why? Because your fucking wife said that you were a pussy and left you because you haven't seen Star Wars.
Slave Leia's the best Leia.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
She's so much better than tent dress Leia.
Yes.
Nobody wants that one.
Right. Or croissant hairdo Leia.
Croissant like hairdo.
Cinnamon buns
cinnamon
Leia.
Cinnamon bun, yeah.
No.
Harry's action figure of Princess Leia wearing what the box described as a slave outfit.
It is.
That's what it's called.
Because it's what it's called. She was a slave to, oh my God.
I think Jabba the Hutt did an excellent job picking out this outfit for Slave Leia. I think she looks great.
He was like the most famous intergalactic fashion model designer.
I bet.
He was.
That's right. He's like, hey, here's some metal bras for you.
That's what his job was, actually. Little known fact. Like, he was a mob boss, yes, but his day job was he was a designer.
That Jar Jar, he's so hot right now.
Yeah. Metal bikinis are all in.
And you know those artists are super weird, which is why he wanted, you know, Han Solo encrusted in carbonite in his office.
Yeah. Put it as like a coffee table.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, in fairness, Salacious Crumb is the one that suggested the big chain.
Yeah, you know.
Oh. Good point, good
he's
point.
Like, he's like the David Spade to the Chris Farley in that whole series.
I think I have the carbonite lung pop.
Look, even as a 9-year-old girl, you know Slave Leia is the best Leia.
Of course.
Yes.
Because she used her own chain to choke out Jabba the
Hutt. That's the point.
That was why it was so cool.
I think the overall rule is if a movie's PG-13, you can make action figures from any character that you see.
I think it was PG.
You're right. It was PG.
Yeah, but
even more.
Because there was no PG-13 back then.
That
was before the PG-13 rating.
Slave Leia any different than any Barbie doll out there today?
She's not a slave.
Barbie's Barbie dolls,
slave.
You can just
Barbie?
Straight up remove their clothes.
Yeah.
Is it the word
and
slave?
And then make them have sex with G.I. Joes. Which is
I think the chain around the neck is what's doing it to people. But, I mean, it's an accessory. It's like a purse or shoes.
Yeah, Maul's right on the same page as you, dude. Like, yeah, what about Barbies in bikinis?
Yeah. This reminded me, though, I posted a link to Amy Schumer just did a Slave Leia photo shoot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Did it go well?
I posted it in the chat. It's for GQ.
All right, I'm going to close this thing because the stupid browser refreshed and the video is going to start over.
Yeah, you know, she's not taking any shots below the belly. You noticing that?
Why not?
Here's some pictures.
Oh, she trashes herself for being chubby.
No, I know.
She didn't give a shit. I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't. This one, this one's funny, actually. I like this one right here.
The lightsaber in the mouth?
No, this one. The her in bed with 3CPO and R2-D2.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. She's on fire right now.
She is on fire. She's so hot.
I heard
right
that
now.
Movie that just came out was pretty funny.
Didn't she have to apologize for a joke like 2 years ago?
She half apologized. Like,
sort of.
She sort of did.
What'd
she
say?
Did it like the way comedians do it. They're just like, I'm sorry if anybody got offended, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It was.
It's like when you're talking to your girlfriend, you're like, you know, I understand that you're mad and I'm sorry that you are getting mad. You don't say you're sorry for what you did, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're sorry that they got upset, not that you did anything.
That's what
I'm sorry
that's
you
what
got upset.
Basically was what you said.
I'm sorry that this somehow offends you today. That's how she should just
what
do it.
Did I'm sorry that what I did 5 years ago, fuck you. Like, that's the point.
What'd she get in trouble for?
I don't remember.
Her
the
joke was, I used to date a lot of Puerto Ricans, but now I'm into consensual.
That's fucking
great joke, man.
That is a fucking,
fucking
funny
joke.
I don't care what you say. That joke is hilarious.
Wow. The New York comedian that starts to get famous, everybody looks over every part of their act and then goes, hey, we shouldn't like this person. It's like, dude, she's too much on fire. You're not going to, you know.
You're not going to bring her down.
You're not going to bring her. But the fact that she even addressed it, that's what I think she should have done. It was just been like, no, it's part of my act. Shut up.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Lisa Lampanelli's been doing this for years. Like, why is all of a sudden...
Because Lisa Lampanelli's not pretty.
Because
they're
ugly.
Cute shaming.
Yep.
Because I'll never say that Amy Schumer is hot, but she's cute.
She is cute. Although,
I don't know if you heard Lisa Lampanelli recently, but she's on this, like, I'm nice now routine thing.
Really?
Boo. Yeah.
Is she still funny?
If nice is funny.
Meh.
I guess you could only do I sleep with black guy jokes so many times until people are like, we get it, Lisa. We get it. It's not shocking anymore.
No, it's quite mainstream.
Yeah, everyone's doing it.
Well, because she got all skinny now. She looks weird, dude. She's like an Al Roker type where it looks weird when they lose weight. It's like, you look better fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work out. She looks fucking ugh.
That's got to be the saddest thing ever.
Yeah.
You finally lose all that weight and you really
nobody likes it.
If people tell you that you're gross.
Have you seen Penn Jillette?
Sucks. No, wait. Penn Jillette's lost weight or gained weight?
He lost a fuckload of weight.
And
I haven't seen
it.
He looks like 90 now.
I have not seen it, really.
Yeah.
Who?
Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller. Somebody could.
Penn lost weight?
Yeah, he lost a fuckload of weight.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's like, he's a giant, though, right?
Yeah, he's really, really tall. Yeah. Jinx.
It's like 6'10 or something.
Jinx, you owe me a break.
More Like Radio. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit. Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now, DC, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DC, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray, keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean,
my
you
head,
write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right, punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24/7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Masters of None.
I trust we met your expectations?
I confess I had my doubts.
But in the end, you passed my every test.
Would you say you had a five-circle visit?
I would. You should all be proud.
Mr. Cavendish!
Ah, that would be my car. Again, well done, all of you.
I get my room back!
We did it! We came together, kept my perfect rating, and made enough money to save our coconut. Wait a second. Did he pay anyone?
Ah! Oh, my God! That man crapped all over my room!
It's back to the nut house for you.
Now, this is Five Circle Service.
It's everywhere! I know it's his, because there's hot dog pieces in it! Oh, God! It's between the mattress and the box spring! It's smushed into the outlets! It's under the carpet! It's in my DVD tray! It's trying to play it! It's where the batteries are supposed to be inside my smoke detector! It's between every page of my books! It looks like my pillow is in my pillowcase, but it is not!
Welcome back to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Like I said, back live. Let's see. What do we want to talk about? I wanted to talk about something that's...
I bet you did.
I did.
Bet you did.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this without you playing it.
Oh.
Just
you don't
say
have to say it.
A man was arrested.
Everyone,
fuck!
Everyone is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the
Oh, hold on. Don't we have a thing for this?
To them, my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Mom!
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 Mom! Mom!
Mom!
Mama! Ma!
Dumb!
Ma!
Dumb!
Ma!
Dumb!
Ma!
Dumb!
Mom!
Dumb!
Mom!
Dumb!
Mom!
Dumb!
Mommy! Mommy!
Dumb!
Mama!
Dumb!
Mama!
Dumb!
Mama!
What?
Hi.
Just hit me!
Florida man arrested for having sex with an alligator.
Woohoo! That's kind of impressive.
How?
Well, he got caught in one of your famous alligator traps, Dutch.
Dude, if gun to my head, I would never be able to like locate an alligator pussy.
Gun to my head, I'd never be able to get it up to put it in an alligator pussy.
Well, that's why I invented alligator Viagra.
What is alligator Viagra?
Oh, God, Marie, you have to pull the story of my computer. My computer literally just crashed on me. Look, I'm getting this little sad face.
Yeah.
I have a little sad face on my computer. That's Alan's dog.
Those are better than the clip.
Yeah.
That's Alan's dog. Oh, no. Everglades City, Florida. Makes sense where he would find an alligator.
Yeah, really.
People have had sex with pit bulls,
yep.
Donkeys,
yep.
And even parrots.
Seen it.
But this incident is on another level. Rupert Darwin.
Pumpkin.
His name is Darwin.
No, his name is not really Darwin.
His last name is Darwin.
His name's yep. not really no. that.
Rupert Darwin, age 59, kept a 12-foot-long alligator
okay.
tied and blindfolded for the last month. Sexually assaulting the reptile multiple times a day.
I'm assuming this guy admitted it then. If they would know all of that.
The poor alligator.
Maybe some people know how to examine alligator pussy.
The poor alligator is literally hogtied.
Yeah. It says residents say he sticks to himself and described him as odd.
Well, yeah. Obviously, he's odd. He's fucking alligator.
You know, I have a story. It's like, he just seemed like a nice guy. It seems like everybody here is like, oh, yeah, he definitely was fucking alligators. I can totally see that.
Wait, happening. Here's another good one. The witness heard Darwin say, next time you try to kill a man, you best get the job done. Now you're my bitch forever.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that crazy?
So the alligator tried to kill him. He was holding it hostage and fucking it to teach it a goddamn alligator lesson.
Wait, here's another one.
Bitch.
It's
Did
a damn
the alligator
strange...
die?
No, here. This is what one of the police officers says. It was the damn strangest thing I ever seen, the witness told police officers. The gator didn't even move. It was like he didn't give a shit that the man was having sex with it.
Is this a real story?
Yeah.
Did the cops see him?
This is real.
Collier County sheriffs responded with an arrest, Darwin, on multiple counts of animal cruelty and one count of illegally keeping a wild animal.
I feel like there are more counts of something that you can get.
I feel like that's the only laws he broke.
Darwin.
He broke two counts of animal husbandry.
Oh, here's more. Darwin also told police he planned to chop off the alligator's tail and pull her teeth as part of her of his revenge scheme. And he even considered performing noise torture on the reptile by playing what Darwin described as nigger music over and over.
This has to be a clickhole article.
I'm not kidding.
Holy crap.
We're getting onions right
it's
now.
Not
There's
even,
no way.
It's not even bleeped out.
No, it's not.
We may be getting onion.
This is strong as hail.
We may be getting onion, but those are actual photos.
This is real, dude.
Says the alligator is being treated for relatively minor injuries and is expected to be released back into the wild within a couple weeks. Is thugrivals.com a legitimate site?
Okay, dude, we just got
hold
onion.
On, Dutch. Let's look up other Murray. Look up other stories on the site. That's how we'll figure it out.
Right, here we go. I'm going to backtrack and go to thugrivals.com and look at other stories.
That's
on
where
Thug
I get
Rivals.
All my news from.
Girl claims she was virtually raped in GTA 5. I think I heard.
No, that's real. That is a real story. We read that one.
What is
on
that
show.
About?
This, yeah, okay.
They hackers were able to hold her avatar down and hump it.
They wouldn't let her move, and it's fucking. It was dumb, but it did happen.
Yeah.
The other stories are.
There's one story about the sexiest weather woman alive, which I've seen her all
that's
over
real.
The place.
Yeah, this is real, Dutch.
Ooh, who?
Oh, have you not
seen
her?
So
it's
fucking
distracting.
Like, well, these days, I mean.
No,
they do nothing.
No,
well, at least for local
she's,
news.
No,
now that
she's
hiring
distracting.
Just young hot. Dumb
what's her
to
name?
Do
what's her name? So I can pull up some pictures.
Is it a Spanish channel one?
Well,
Yanet Garcia.
Yeah. Wait,
Yanet. Yanet Garcia. She is redonkulous.
Let's see.
Like Sofia
it's
Vergara.
Not worse. Her butt is so implanted. It can't be real. I've looked at a lot of photos. I'm like, this can't be happening. That's not a real person. That's not a real
Yanet
body.
Yanet Garcia is blowing up Reddit and my cable bill. Oh, my God. There's a video of her. Here, you want to watch
it? I find
it?
Myself really interested in Mexican weather lately. I don't know what it is. Oh, fuck me, Dad. It's good just to learn about other
fuck
cultures.
Fuck me. Pause.
Precipitate.
Yeah.
Fuck me dead is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh,
Australia's rule
dead.
With the word. Their ability to just manipulate the English language rules.
All right, here, let's
oh my God, look at her.
I'll put it, makes a bigger screen.
Her body is not real.
Yeah, I may not know what Yanet Garcia is saying, but a part of me is okay. It's okay with all of this. 33 degrees, 56%. Like, I get the bullet points. I get the bloody bullet
points.
She's
doing it on purpose,
too. That's all you need. Minima.
Look at her.
Just look at her ass, though.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The fuck?
It's stupid. It's stupid what's happening.
It is stupid.
Jen Seltzer, who?
Yeah, right?
Yanet Garcia is my new god.
Notchy. Yeah, all good. Fucking lightning, rain. It doesn't matter. Oh, none of it matters.
Who is this guy?
Just some guy, Aussie
man
even if
reviews.
I didn't know Spanish.
Yeah, he makes these videos and reviews things.
A freak tidal wave approaches. I'd be like, so what? I'll live. It's no worries. I have
look
a
at her.
She could tell me climate change is.
Look at her butt.
Look at that ass.
Damn.
It's pretty good.
Fuck. Real. I'd be like, what do I have to do? She could be saying, stock up on tin food, get plenty of bog roll, protect your family, and I'd. Nah, I would jump into action. She'd make me approach the apocalypse with a can.
Their butt is unreal, right?
Because she got a great ass! Attitude. Anyway, back to the weather reports in Australia.
It's interstate tomorrow. Shower or two for Sydney, a few showers, and the chance of a thunderstorm for Canberra.
Oh, this guy's terrible.
He looks classy.
Yeah, fuck that, but he's not. Oh my God, look at these pictures
of
her.
This bitch.
Look at this.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Her turning to the side is so calculated, though. She knows she has it, too.
Yep.
Does anyone have a link to her Instagram?
No, because one of my hands is busy.
I need to follow her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh.
All she does during the weather is front face and then turn to the side.
Look at
front
that
face
shirt.
And then turn to the side.
Her butt's great, but she's a pretty face. Fucking great boobs.
Nice hair. I mean, she's a total package.
Watch her have like something weird, like her thumbs are too long, like that one girl.
Yeah. Megan Fox. Is, Megan Fox is the one who's
Megan Fox's thumbs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, is that shirt see-through?
Google that.
Is that shirt see-through?
But
I
she's
think
wearing
it's just
a bra.
Seams, yeah.
No, I see nipples, dude.
No, you don't.
I think that's
right
seam.
There. Look at that.
No, you don't. You
You're right, maybe not.
I thought that she had, like, brown nipples.
Racist? Well,
probably.
Anyways.
Look at her at the gym.
Oh, look at her.
So. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that this thugrivals.com is legit because they're talking about her.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Because they're probably going to talk about like things that are like
Dutch,
cool like that.
Dutch,
but like that story seems so ridiculous.
Dutch, does it even matter anymore? Look at her.
No, we found something.
This doesn't.
Even
I don't care. I don't
Boy,
care. Why would you fuck alligators?
Fuck me dead.
Fuck me dead.
Dingo fucker.
I love how I kept getting distracted. That was funny.
Fuck.
So can we move to Up Rocks for a moment?
What's Up Rocks with you? Okay.
Well, Anthony Bourdain is worried. You know what he's worried about?
Dying of alcohol poisoning?
Besides that.
Okay, I don't know.
That Guy Fieri will never de-douche himself.
Okay, that's very funny.
Dude, I love that he's taking shots at him now. Aren't they on the same network, on the Food Channel?
No, Anthony Bourdain's on CNN now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right.
The next time Anthony Bourdain's in Las Vegas, he's probably not eating at Guy Fieri's Vegas Kitchen and Bar.
Really? Why is that? Because I heard his chicken wings are tight, dope, and gangster.
The outspoken chef was in Atlanta this weekend as part of his...
Was he there with Triple D?
No, I don't think so.
Was he wearing jean shorts?
Maybe.
Did he look, like the world's last Smash Mouth fan?
Were his glasses in the back of his head?
No, Anthony Bourdain was in Atlanta, not Guy Fieri.
Somebody once told me... Sorry.
That's great. I used to call him Fat Sugar Ray.
Fat like that.
Not bad.
Fat Sugar Ray.
Anthony Bourdain was in Atlanta this weekend as part of his Close to the Bone stand-up tour, and most of his material apparently involves...
Wait, back up. Stand-up?
Yeah.
Bourdain's been doing stand-up? I didn't know that.
I
Did
guess
you know
too.
That?
Close to the Bone stand-up tour.
Wow. Anthony Bourdain. I mean, he's a funny dude. He really is.
Yeah.
His show is funny. Parts Unknown and stuff.
Yeah, and most of his material apparently involves mocking Adam Richman and Guy Fieri.
That's hilarious.
I like it.
I love that.
Is there some examples?
Of course there is. The minute that you become a father, certain truths become immediately obvious to you. The first second you see your daughter's head corkscrew out of the womb and open her eyes, they are pretty much saying, lose the Ramones shirt.
That's very funny.
So I made some adjustments in my life. So I sort of feel in a heartfelt way for Guy Fieri. I wonder about him. He's 52 years old and still rolling around in the flame outfit. What does he do? How does Guy Fieri de-douche?
Nice.
And on Adam Richman.
Adam Richman's a Man versus Food guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did we...
I came down here for the greatest thing. Dude, he does that the typical puker voice thing when he does his readovers for his show.
Yep.
Yeah, it's unwatchable.
Why did we watch Man vs. Food? Admit it. You wanted him to die. Bourdain added that during his travels, he noticed that the show was popular in countries like Yemen, Iran, Libya, and Afghanistan. The show confirms their worst suspicions, that Americans are fat, lazy, slothful, and wasteful. Bourdain then imagined a poor goat herder in the mountains of Afghanistan sitting in front of an old television after a long, hard day's work and watching Richman choking on more animal protein than the farmer's family would ever see in years. I know what he's thinking. America's a terrible place. I want to join ISIS.
That's very funny.
Did he
because
have to
if
stop
he was starting
eating?
To do stand-up, like, dude, that's the kind of shit you would never, you know what I mean? Like, he's just going out on a limb and hammering his former network with that stuff. That's hilarious.
The one Food Network personality Bourdain is okay with is Ina Garten, who's one of the few people on the network who can actually cook.
Oh, that's tomato toothpick? That's the big head tomato?
Ina Garten is the uppity bitch that always is in the Hamptons and getting fresh flowers delivered to her house.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
The Contessa.
Barefoot Contessa.
Barefoot Contessa.
Man, we had a story about her years ago.
That snobby bitch that wouldn't do the Make-A-Wish.
She refused to do a Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, she's like, they're trying to... What was it? What was the quote? They're trying to handcuff
strong
celebrities into doing things that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And her food doesn't look that good, and she's married to that guy, and she always has the gay guys bring her flowers. Look, I'm jealous. I just want to be her, okay?
Yeah, you know what, nice. Dude? If Bourdain likes her, though, then that means she's everything probably really good. About her
yeah.
Is a lie.
Yeah, that probably well, that just
he just said rules. she can cook.
Yeah,
that's all he said. Oh, she's a good cook.
Point.
Yeah, and Bourdain is very like straight with giving credit where credit's due, even if he doesn't like the area or the person that he's around.
My favorite was I haven't watched Food Network in a while, but my favorite was what was that bitch? Semi alcoholic
with Sandra Lee.
Yeah, semi-homemade. This bitch was hammered all the time. It was hilarious to watch her show because she would just be so drunk. You could tell she was fighting off the shakes.
The premise of her show was half-heartedly making things from already pre-made stuff and throwing it together to make it look
like...
But
the heart of the show was making booze drinks.
The end of every show, it was cocktail time!
That sounds great.
Yeah, and so we just... Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Who's the huge woman with Guy Fieri hair?
Paula Deen?
No.
She's tall, huge.
She was a Food Network star. You know how there are those competitions to like who's the next Food Network star? She was a winner of one of those competitions.
Julia Childs?
Okay. No. She's new and she looks like female Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And she's like an Amazonian. She's like
giant. Very giant, very large, very blonde, spiky hair.
Yeah. Gross.
Uh-huh. So,
it's like that Game of Thrones lady.
Brienne.
Yes. If Brienne were punk rock and spiked her hair.
I want to fuck Brienne.
What?
No, you've made it very clear.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yes. What?
He's confused.
She would hold you like a baby.
Exactly.
And like throw you around like a rag doll.
Stop. You're turning Dutch on.
He's so happy right now. He's a happy boy. What's Trump doing these days?
Oh, he's being pissing awesome. Everyone off.
Oh my God, dude. He's the greatest person ever alive.
He says whatever the
dude,
fuck
I
he wants.
I so want him to become president because our job is going to be so easy for the next 4 years.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Because the guy would be insane. Let me tell you something.
Hey, Cuba, suck on these nuts. He'll be saying that's essentially what he's saying now.
You're not classy.
He's
going
to go out of his way. You know what? I want to. And he'll actually get shit done. Like, dude, this country, we're already dead. So why don't we go down in flaming Trump style? It'd be awesome.
Well, you know what? Let me talk to you about Donald Trump. There's a new trend going on right now on Twitter called hashtag Trump your cat. What they have people doing is they have people getting their cats. And there's a picture of a cat that's been Trump on.
Oh, kitty.
Oh, no.
Marie, post some.
Okay.
I would vote for that cat before I voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, these pictures are here. I'll post a link. You guys can post the pictures if you want. But
oh, so cute.
Here you go. But yeah, it's just pictures of them. Look at this cat. They like put that's like a hairball on his head.
I think they just brushed his hair
they
forward.
Just brushed
Wait, so
his
can
hair
you describe
forward.
It for people who don't?
It's a ginger cat with really fluffy hair, and they brushed all of the hair between his ears forward.
And it looks like
and
Donald
it's really
Trump.
Poofy.
Yeah, it's really funny. Then there's another cat.
I don't know what that one is. That one doesn't look like that cat's
they
hair.
Put a wig, they're putting little wig. They're putting wigs on cats, Dutch.
It looks like they're putting wigs on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like when that you pull like the hair out of your hairbrush and you just rat it together and put it on your cat's head.
That's a gerbil. That's not even a.
That one looks like, the most like him.
On this. Yeah, I'm disgusted.
Hey, Dutch, this might be a viral site. This might be a viral site. It's today, so you know it might be one of those.
Might not be real.
Who has kitties? I want more of these.
I love the gerbil with the wig, though. It's very nice.
That's a classy looking gerbil.
But fucking Donald Trump, we talked about it yesterday, Dutch. But Donald Trump is getting fucking death threats from that El Chapo guy that escaped from prison. Like that Mexican thug wants to murder him.
That's
ridiculous.
Kind of awesome. That's so cool.
Dude, Trump, I love him. He's such an ass.
He tweeted a photo of not... He's
utter ass who gives... Dude, zero fucks given by the Trump camp. Like, he's just like... You know, that whole thing he did with the Mexican... He doubled down on it. He came out and was just like, no, not only do I think they're rapists and criminals, I think they're drug dealers. I think that they, you know, they will sit there and give their grandmothers too many Advil, hoping that their livers will fail. Like, he went out of his way to be more of a dickhead. Oh, I love him.
Well, there was another article from the Daily Beast where it says Trump tweets photo of Nazi troops.
Well, you know.
Why?
I don't know why.
Their work ethic.
He didn't have any kind of like a caption to it?
Well,
status update.
The link died, but it says Donald Trump tweeted an image of him, the White House, cash, and soldiers. Then upon closer examination, are clearly Germans in World War II, Nazi overlaid soldiers with an American flag. The men who appeared to be reenactors are wearing patches of the Waffen-SS Michael Nimberg spotted
swastika.
A German infiltrator is on Twitter, and a few minutes later, Trump deleted it.
Now, guys,
all right, Maul, that's there. Not that Maul. That's not a Trump hairdo. That's just a like a poofy like wig on a cat.
That's very funny, though. Wigs on cats are funny.
So there's the picture, and so the soldiers in the bottom.
Now remind me again. Remind me again. The Nazis were the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. I forget sometimes. I forget.
The hashtag that he used when he tweeted it was hashtag Make America Great Again.
With Nazis.
Well, he probably didn't know.
Gosh,
he who they were. Googled soldiers.
I'm sure he doesn't Google even use Photoshop. Search. It was probably one of his
interns
yeah, doing
his
it.
Staffers,
and they probably were fucking around with him.
And here's the thing: watch him like defend the intern.
Yeah,
like, I never make the wrong hire. If you've seen my show that was formerly on NBC, I fired the wrong, you know, the right people all the time. I never hired someone wrong.
Well, it says he deleted the tweet, so. Apparently something was wrong, and yeah, the link is dead. So
his thing, he does run his own Twitter though, so maybe it was
he
him.
Doesn't have a Twitter manager.
I'm no. sure he.
Yeah,
may.
But he probably didn't make the picture.
Do you yeah. think that you think Trump out of anybody would have a Twitter manager?
That's a good point.
No, he probably fires greatest. Him all the time.
Can we cut to the news montage of them saying Trump says you're fired to his staffers after Jesus. This picture got tweeted.
Fucking after that happened when but we all knew that was coming.
All right, well, I have another, you don't need to play it again because we did the ones to show another Florida story.
What if I like it?
Don't do it because it's gonna be so
Everyone
long.
I will
long.
Hit every button on my board if you do that.
Please don't. Just don't. West Del Rey man arrested.
Okay, I won't.
Okay. Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it? Are you lying?
No, I'm not
it's
lying.
It's a tease.
Were you doing this is like when someone like has a rubber band and they're pulling it back and looking at you and you think it's gonna hit you in the
Look,
eye. Like just either do
my
it or
hands
don't.
Are up.
Okay. Put the rubber band down.
An elderly couple in fear of their neighbor.
CBS 12's Melissa Howell joins us live in Delray Beach with the very strange encounter. Melissa?
That's right. Now, Isaac and Mimi Comachero were trying to walk down the stairway from their apartment when they exchanged a few words with their neighbor. They tell me that's when things took a turn.
Everyone from Florida. Everyone from Florida is dumb.
Bitches leave.
You know what made me laugh? Was
you,
the fart
I said
sound
I wouldn't,
in the
I
middle.
Did.
The fart sound got me.
That one out of all.
That was so annoying. Why do people listen to us?
Play the. No, not that one.
There was another
there
one.
There was another one. It was a wetter sounding fart. That one.
Oh, gosh.
That was rich.
No, that was the worst radio you've ever done.
Turn, and before they knew it, their neighbor.
Couple in fear of their neighbor.
CBS 12's Melissa Howell joins us live in Delray Beach with the very strange encounter. Melissa?
Wait, what happened?
That's right. Now, Isaac and Mimi Comachero were trying to walk down the
street. You bitch.
We're about to know.
You fucking
camera
bitch.
Leaves an
no,
elderly
I'm serious.
Couple
I wasn't paying
in fear
attention
of their
earlier.
Neighbor.
CBS 12's Melissa Howell joins us live in Delray Beach with the very strange encounter. Melissa?
That's right. Now, Isaac and Mimi Comachero were trying to walk down the stairway from their apartment when they exchanged a few words with their neighbor. They tell me that's when things took a turn, and before they knew it, their neighbor was spraying them with a hose and yelling racial slurs.
And yelling racial slurs?
Aw, that's mean.
I like the idea of just spraying elderly people with a hose. Comachero's
just like Fight Club.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Just squirting. Now it's making me laugh. Imagine an old lady wife for no reason just squirting her the hose. And be like, take that, bitch.
Right. Mimi.
They tell me that's when things took a turn, and before they knew it, their neighbor was spraying them with a hose and yelling racial slurs. Comancheros moved out here to Delray Beach a few months ago, but their warm welcome...
They're not even black.
Holy crap.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
To their new assistant...
Hippo juice, nigga!
Ice cold quickly, and it was all caught on video as they tried to get by a neighbor hosing down his doorway.
I paint you green!
My wife just had a serious kind of stroke, and she can't walk. So why don't you just stop for a second and we'll... And he said no.
Comanchero asked again. That's when he says Paul Cataldo lost it.
And he started spraying me.
Yeah. Started spraying me.
Dude, like, dude, talk about complete utter dickness. Like, you're spraying other people are walking by. It's like, hey.
Take that
with
you.
The fact that you have to say anything, you don't look over and go, okay, I'm going to be courteous for a half a second. Wow.
And he's spraying me. And while he's spraying me, I took my wife and we're walking down the stairs and he keeps after us.
Carlita English just...
What a jerk. What a little bitch.
Technically, spraying someone with water isn't assault, but it kind of is.
Some saw it all and decided to step in. Cell phone camera rolling. That's when Cataldo
pause.
Heard his...
Dude, can we play... You have to show this video.
Sure,
let me have to see this. Yeah, I have to see this and like what it looks like.
Give me a second. Let me
play it for us.
Let me pop it.
I have to see what the view was. When people were walking down the stairs. We're getting us.
Hold on.
What the?
I gotta find where we were in the video.
Hey, can you go back a little bit more just so we can at least see the guy who got interviewed?
Sure.
Here, closing down fuck the doorway. Yeah.
I paint you green.
My wife just had a serious kind of stroke and she can't walk. So why don't you just stop for a second and we'll... And he said no.
Comanchero asked again. That's when he says Paul Cataldo lost it.
And he started spraying me.
Yeah.
And he's spraying me. And while he's spraying me, I took my wife and we're walking down the stairs. And he keeps after us.
Carlene English Chisholm saw it all and decided to step in. Cell phone camera rolling. That's when Cataldo turned his anger toward her.
He turned around and saw me taping it and then he turned the O's. To me.
Everything Ira.
The man him turned the O's on to me.
He sounds like Sebastian.
Yeah. Under the horse spray.
Wet the elderly.
And start wetting
down me. Here they drown and get some more strokes and then they die.
Oh no.
Go on and spray the girl. Oh, oh no.
I'm going to spray them down the stair. They slip and fall and hurt everywhere.
Oh, that's so
hi,
good.
Hi, Kelsey. All right,
baby, they're dead. There now that it's wetter.
Under the stairs.
It's sad because they're such a sweet old couple.
Jamaican woman.
They look so sad. They're like, I don't understand why he was sweating.
What happened to us?
My wife had a stroke and he was so mean.
I know. Like, why would they do this to us?
Under the
they probably
stairs.
Reported it to the police. The police were going to do anything. They're like, can we call the news, I guess?
Him spray the man.
Spray the bad man.
I'm just happy that he didn't put ink on us like those half octopuses do. Ursula.
Neighbors, you give them an inch, they spray all over you.
Oh my gosh.
The guy probably just thought he was having a playful water fight.
Yeah. It's escalated.
Yeah. What? I thought they liked it.
Yeah.
They were making a lot of noise like they were enjoying it, so I kept doing it. It was hot. I don't know.
It was hot out. Cooling them off.
Can we watch
can
the rest of the video?
Can we hear more of this Sebastian woman?
What the other knee?
English Chisholm saw it all and decided to step in. Cell phone camera rolling. That's when Cataldo turned his anger toward her.
He turned around and saw me taping it, and then he turned the O's to me and started wetting me.
Comanchero and Chisholm say that's when someone who heard the commotion called police. According to the police report, Cataldo told police, "These people have no right to get in my way. They have no business here. I'm an American."
Oh, oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
First of all, guy sounded more American than anybody I've ever heard.
Like, he look don't know how far
Hispanic.
He's Jewish.
Yeah, he's probably
What's
Jewish.
His name?
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Something, Berg.
Go. I'm thinking, why does he hate us? Like, what? Because it was about nothing. This I mean, there was no incident.
Now, our attempts to get in touch with Cataldo were unsuccessful, but we do know he is...
But he did call me, quote, "You're an N-bomb."
Our attempts were unsuccessful because our phones kept getting wet.
And since he insulted me, I'm doing the Trayvon Martin hoodie over my head thing.
No, I think she. I think she's
I think
wearing
raining.
That. No, I think she's wearing that in case the guy tries to hose her.
Right.
In the splash zone.
If
you can see, Frank, I'm doing my protective gear today.
If he ran up behind her as she's reporting, spraying her with the hose.
Take that
Greatest
bitch.
Thing ever. And then he would scream into the camera, "Spray her right in the pussy!"
I'm an American.
Spray wherever I want. Or no, even better, in the back distance, two more old people start walking by and he starts spraying them again. Only sprays old people and Jamaicans.
Right.
Battery on an elderly person. For now, we are live in Delray Beach. Melissa Howell, CBS 12 News.
Man.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean...
Must have been a slow news day.
He's very ornery, this guy.
He is not happy.
No. I love how his only defense was, "I can spray whatever I want, I'm an American." Rather than, how about you make something up like, "They attacked me and I had to defend myself."
Does he need to?
Because they're old.
Does he need to?
Like, just lie. Why wouldn't he just lie?
Because
he's an American.
He's an American. He can do what he wants.
So.
What go on? Everything I read play with the old is my... All right. You're Jamaican. We got it.
I mean, I'm not due for upgrade in like 3 months, and I have iPhone 3. He got it. He got this watered.
Oh, man.
What did she say?
If this was
not,
like,
not he started spraying me. He started watering me. Is that what she said?
You know, if it was like,
he was watering the man.
He was watering me.
He was wetting me.
I'm really
wetting
upset because 12 years ago, I would have had some baller ass Miss Cleo jokes.
I am
and
so
now.
Doing that from now on.
Does anyone still even remember Miss
Cleo? Water
That's
as
why I didn't do it.
Him point the O's and is watering me.
I'm so going to start doing that.
Well, speaking of more racism, NAACP is... has an article in CNN. Banished Confederate symbols from Stone Mountain in Georgia.
Now everyone knows
that's the new thing these days. They're just taking down anything Confederate.
Just wrapped up a day of fun at Stone Mountain.
Are you playing it?
Shackelford was their chaperone.
When I'm out here, and I have to be honest, when I'm out here enjoying Stone Mountain.
Now everybody knows what Stone Mountain is, right?
Okay. Is that the lady from the last story?
No, it's not.
Maybe wet
Royce,
me
I
again.
Hate
you got it. You got it. Hold on.
Visual on this bitch.
Hold on. You give me a second. The problem is that just sometimes I don't even know when they have videos until they pulled up. All right, let me get this one here. CNN. Oh God, it does sound like the same lady, but I'll tell you what her name is. Wait till you read her name. You're gonna love it. The lady that was talking. Okay, here we go. Under the sea.
This group of children from Cobb County just wrapped up a day of fun at Stone Mountain. Yolanda Shackelford was their chaperone.
When I'm out-
Yolanda Shackelford.
Out here, and I have to be honest, when I'm out here enjoying Stone Mountain, I'm thinking about what it has.
Oh, Lord Jesus, there's a fire.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
It smelled like someone was barbecuing or something.
The offer for what I'm coming for.
But the Atlanta chapter of the NAACP.
Jesus, it's a fire.
Perfect.
She said that during the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah.
Chapter of the NAACP.
Hallelujah!
NAACP has a much more serious point of view. The organization
Wait a minute,
issued.
This is an actual black guy. I thought only white people who pretend to be black are the ones who can do NAACP.
No, I believe that there's a. Yeah, I would be weird if it was a white guy that was in
charge. By the way, did you notice like that bitch is like not tanning her skin anymore?
No, now she's white
really?
Again.
Really?
Yeah. She became white again.
removal of all symbols of the Confederacy from this park.
Our tax dollars should not be used to commemorate slavery.
Branch President Richard Rose says his group wants Confederate symbols removed from all state-owned buildings, parks, and lands, and he would start with Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, and Stonewall Jackson.
Those guys need to go. They can be sandblasted off, or somebody can carefully remove a slab of that and auction off to the highest bidder.
So his two options are either fucking, you know, just take the heaviest duty removal you could possibly, or whatever, you can actually carefully carve it out if you want.
He doesn't sound very, like, he's like, or we could sell it. Like, I don't think you're supposed to go for selling it.
No.
You're supposed to go for being it being destroyed if you're on
that. Now, here's a question for you. Are they going to go after Mount Rushmore next? Because a lot of those guys owned slaves.
Yeah.
They did. I mean, for real, they did. So if a lot of those guys own slaves and they're on Mount Rushmore, then I mean, really, are all his,
I think it's okay in Mount Rushmore because that's in like South Dakota.
Oh, okay, that's
Mount Rushmore.
Well, my question is, if he's upset with us spending tax dollars to preserve the monument, why is he okay with tax dollars being spent to remove it?
Yeah, that's going to cost a lot of money. That thing's huge.
It is all for a discussion, as long as it's not based on emotion.
Because we have to look at history. We have to look at how it's affecting our people. And that's my view. As you can see, we are an organization of many faces, and so we always want to consider.
Okay, what happened just there is that she ran out of point, and she was like, I got to keep talking, so I'm going to turn people around.
Many
you know, like
faces?
When you start following, like we've had this happen multiple times in the show when we run out of, like, steaming a point, but we know nobody's about to respond to what we're saying. So it's like, okay, fill words until somebody, I feel like somebody's going to jump in.
Well, they still took a summer camp there. So obviously they're still going it.
Because it's still a park.
Yeah.
And they still have a badass laser show on the stones.
Yeah.
And they throw fireworks up every night.
They don't know what to say, so they start making up words. This is disrehensible.
Strategery. right now.
No, dude, they pulled the Dukes of Hazzard shows from reruns.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Because, the General Lee has a Confederate flag as the roof.
Someone was reaching on that. Someone was digging deep.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I didn't even know the Dukes of Hazzard were still on anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That or they were just sick of paying out, a residual rights to actually air it. And they're like, all right, finally we can get some new programming on TV Land.
Yeah. You just said new programming on TV Land. TV Land is
they
just
do
old
that
program.
Now.
Yeah, that one show with Betty White.
And Jim Gaffigan's new show.
New old programming.
Nude old programming.
God, when are they going to get some new old TV shows?
I wish, you know?
Maul in the chat says, by the way, am I the only one that thinks having a laser show over an ancient stone carving is pretty gay and stupid?
It is pretty stupid. It's dumb as shit.
It's weird. They play Devil Goes Down to Georgia a lot.
Oh,
I remember having a good time.
He was looking for a soul
but I
to
was
steal.
In eighth grade.
So yeah, Maul, you've never taken. Oh, wait, what was the word, Royce, we used?
I'm sorry?
Truffles.
Truffles. You've never taken truffles before, so that's the difference.
Yeah. You would enjoy any laser show anywhere. That's what we went on the stupid Carnival Dream where they had the stupid laser show. We looked like a fucking...
Oh, my God. That was so a waste of money.
That they had this...
Wait, hold on. What?
We've told the story before, but we went on the Carnival Dream, which was, this seven-day cruise at Carnival had.
The most expensive cruise ship that Carnival has to compete with the most expensive ship that Royal Caribbean has. And their stupid idea of value is by having two laser beams attached to the top and having a lame-ass laser show in the middle of the ocean for no reason. It was like one smoke machine. For 5 minutes, all right, we're done.
Our cruise ship must have looked like a Puerto Rican lowrider with all the neon lights coming off of it.
Oh, man.
It was awful.
I've heard Carnival is pretty rough.
Carnival just a lot of confused belugas. How's that?
I told you we shouldn't have moved to this neighborhood. I told you to tell them what's going to be here. And you just said, no, let's migrate over here.
Wrong.
Now I'm imagining all beluga whales are Jewish.
They are.
Thank you.
They are. At least the ones by Florida.
No, they're very white.
Yeah, like many Jews.
But don't they eat seafood?
Well, I would hope. What else do they eat?
And lives in the ocean, eats something in the sea, which would be food. So yes,
like
so
grass.
So they wouldn't be kosher,
like manatees.
Manatees are freshwater.
No, they're in saltwater.
They're a bunch of dicks.
I mean, they go out into the Gulf where it's kind of mixed, but they
go back.
Don't
bring a manatee around Royce. He fucking really hates them.
He does hate manatees.
Do they try and like?
No.
Hug you.
They're the fucking.
They get up on you.
They're the fuck. Yeah, they kind of rape me. They fucking. They are the fat women of the ocean. They fucking swim there and they.
And they need to wax their mustache. Their upper lip is getting ridiculous.
They're not smart enough when they hear a fucking speedboat coming by and not have these prison tattoos on their backs. All of them have these goddamn cuts on their backs because they get hit by every single boat. But you don't get mad at the boats because these managers are stupid. Yeah. Like other
I thought
animals.
About you this weekend, dude, because I saw a fat girl at a bar who had what
and
looked like
a
propeller scar on the back.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm not joking. I was just like, I wanted to like take a picture and text.
Was she, hold on, Dutch.
There's a lot of people around. I'm like, I might get beat.
Was she eating a head of cabbage? Because that's how you know if it's a manatee.
I didn't think she ate a salad in her entire life. So no.
Ever, no.
Never, ever.
You know, I was talking to Maria about something. That
That's Princess a lie. Manatees are retards of the sea.
They really are retards. They're re-re.
I'm sorry, no, that's offensive. Kids. They're called people of retard.
People of, yes, you're right. People
is that
of
the
retard.
New term? Yeah, I hope you're joking.
No.
Yes, yesterday we were saying like.
Okay, good.
Yesterday we were saying yeah. How you could say people of color. That's accepted. Like if you're talking about it, you know, people of color. But you cannot say colored people. Like that, you can refer to as people of color, but you can't go colored people because then that's racist.
I was baffled
feel
as
weird
to
even
how.
Just say though, like both sentences just sound archaic and stupid either way.
I was baffled because people of color is now like the right thing to say.
No, it's not, and I refuse. They're black.
I know.
Black
that's what I was saying. Like, how is people? That the right thing to say? And my comparison was it would be like if we called retarded people of retard. It doesn't work. It's just the same thing backwards. Mm-hmm.
Holy hell.
What?
Somebody made a giant ball pit. Like a giant, giant ball pit.
Where and when can
ball
we go?
Seed.
Hold on.
Can we pour that lube in it and just run around?
Yes. Let's get lubed up and
oh,
that'd
be
the
fun.
Ball pit.
Just roll around
the
in the ball
National
pit.
Building Museum in Washington, D.C.
Two callbacks at once. I like it.
I guess there's something called the National Building, which is.
The National Building.
It's in the
Meanwhile,
National
Meanwhile, that's a National Building.
No, then in Washington, D.C., they're displaying a...
Okay.
They built
Meanwhile,
the world's largest ball pit.
You've been up there long enough to get the reference.
They built the world's largest
or alive
ball
long enough to even watch that show.
I want.
So
I
shut
want,
up.
I want to be in it right now. No, I don't. There's I probably a ton there. Of there's probably a ton of jizz in there. No, I don't want to be in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, they just filled it up with a bunch of... Well, they're all clear. They're all clear balls.
Yeah, it looks like bubbles.
Oh, that's... This faraway shot looks like they're swimming in milk.
It yeah. really does, but that's just all...
Balls.
Like clear balls, I'm assuming. Wow.
Balls.
Wow.
That's a lot of balls. That's kind of weird.
Have y'all ever been to a foam party?
Yes. It's all jizz.
Aw.
It's all jizz?
Aw.
Aw.
You broke your little heart.
I like those.
Don't go to foam parties. You get raped.
I like them. I think they're fun.
Well, you probably went to safe ones with friends,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, not the fucking parties Dutch used to go to in abandoned warehouses.
No.
You did not. Did you go to abandoned warehouse parties, Dutch?
Oh, raves back in the day? Yeah.
Of course you did.
Back when it was like still illegal.
Were
fun, man.
Girls are roofing themselves.
Ooh.
I was roofing me. Are you kidding me? Awesome.
Don't do
this
that.
This is like the storage room for Jareth the Goblin King.
What?
I don't get the reference.
What? Labyrinth when he spin the balls in his hand. It was a
stretch. Wow.
What a
did
reference.
Did you stretch that out like Laffy Taffy?
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Jesus Christ, my friend. What are these like plastic balls? Hold on, I'm looking at the picture here. Are these those styrofoam Christmas
plastic.
Balls that
plastic.
You get? Plastic. Plastic, okay.
Yeah. No, they're fucking glass. They're made of glass.
That would be...
Glass balls.
Yeah. They're made of asbestos.
Only asbestos.
Or fiberglass. It's so itchy.
Oof.
That would be the worst thing ever.
Owner of emotional service cat.
And a lonely heart.
What?
I hate
Marie, this is much better than an owner of a local car.
Aww. I hate you!
Sorry. Continue.
No, I don't want to know. It's the ones that catch me off guard. I'm sorry. It's so stupid.
All right, continue with the story now.
No, what I like as much as how fucking light, I'm crying. How lightning fast that was. Wow. Owner of an emotional service got frustrated by registers. I can't read it.
Forget it. I give up.
Because you want to.
Story. They're not going to.
You want to read it.
I'm
going
to say it's going to make this thing.
You want to read it, but sing the song.
Sing it.
I'm closing this.
Can
you sing it in the tune of the song?
No, I'm closing it. I don't want to read it now. Dutch is right. Forget it.
No. It's too late.
Come on, sing it. Columbia.
No.
Start it.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing it.
You got it.
You can totally do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm closing it.
I can't. He thought about it.
I wanted it to happen so bad.
Wait, what was the title of it?
Emotional Cat.
Emotional Service Cat.
Owner of an Emotional Service Cat.
No.
Is it better?
God.
I hate you.
What happened to the emotional service cat?
What happened is you just derailed
the
entire
show. Down. You shut it down.
What happened?
You shut it down.
Brilliant line.
What happened? Oh, no. What did the service cat do?
I'm closing that. Move on to another. You read the
okay.
Name.
The cat wipes her tears.
Okay, fine. Let's go to a Dear Prudence. We haven't done a Dear Prudence in a while, right?
Oh, Dear Prudence.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. You're going to die.
Oh.
Prudy advises a letter writer whose elderly friend was ambushed with an end-of-life form at a party. Ooh, okay. I'm intrigued now. Scroll down. Question. A really, really, really bad birthday party.
Okay.
This weekend, I got back from what had to be the most disturbing birthday party I've ever been to. It was for a former coworker who just turned 75. Jean is in good health, isn't on any medications, and walks 5 miles a day. I was shocked beyond belief when her daughter, Leslie, brought out an advanced care planning kit she'd printed off the internet, the sort of thing where you can fill it out if you want to be resuscitated, incubated, etc.
She gave it to him on his birthday?
Jean is a woman.
Gene gave it to him on his birthday?
Leslie is also a woman. Leslie,
they're both women.
They're both women.
These bitches gave it to the other bitches on their bitch birthdays?
Yes.
Why
just
is
so we're clear.
On the birthday?
If you
because could, they made him fill out an end-of-life form on her birthday, her 75th birthday.
You gotta be prepared,
happy
man.
Birthday to you!
Go ahead.
Leslie then insisted her mother fill this form out right away at the party. On the table, where the cake and presents were. Jean was visibly upset, looked at the forms, then said she'd fill them in later. Her daughter began to fight with her, and then the party ended not long afterwards. I was horrified about the entire situation. Then, today, I was shocked when I got an email.
Yeah, can she eat her cake first before she fills out her death form?
I was shocked when I got an email from another guest suggesting that I send an email to Jean that would say Jean was the one with the problem and that I totally supported Leslie. How do I respond to the email?
Aww.
And how do I say something to Jean that would let her know I support her without implying her daughter is crazy?
Hmm.
That's a good question.
Good question.
Would you like to know the answer?
More than anything.
Tell us.
I think this could be the beginning of a useful trend.
No.
Think of the possibilities for the surprise vasectomy party or the just sign the divorce papers party. I'm guessing that Leslie already filled in the do not resuscitate portions of the form so that her mother didn't have to ponder a lingering death while Leslie taped her fingers waiting
tapped.
For her, tapped. Yeah, sorry. Tapped her fingers waiting for her mother to flatline. You can simply delete the correspondence from the other guest, although it's concerning that Leslie seems to have co-conspirators. As for Jean, it really depends on your relationship with her. If you don't generally keep in touch, I think nothing needs to be said. But if you have a friendship beyond having been co-workers, you can give her a call to say you're sorry. The party ended on an abrupt note. That was wonderful to see her and that you hope she's doing
happy
okay.
Birthday. You're going to die.
Oof.
So I guess Prudence didn't have any advice on how to stop the behavior.
Prudence is a selfish cunt, and I've been saying it for years.
Never a huge fan of her articles either.
Or her name.
No.
Is it like Prudy. Dear Abby or something?
Yes. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Same shit.
Her real name is Emily Yaffe.
Yeah. Mm. Dear Prudence is just the name of the yeah. thing that you write
she
to.
She inherited the role.
Mm-hmm. So basically, don't pay attention to the crazy daughter or... You know, feed into the fact that her daughter's trying to kill her.
Well, time to wrap up, guys. We'll end on that there. Because all I right. just realized what time it was. We are doing a True Detective show. Right, Dutch?
I didn't watch it.
You motherfucker.
I'm sorry, dude. I flew in late last night. I apologize. And then I had to work all night.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if we're doing that. We'll see. I don't know who else is going to be on then. Anyway.
Is Marky Markson going to be joining or no?
I do not know. But thank you for listening, Puppy. Guys. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Cousin Joe show. Followed by maybe a brain stew on Friday. And a whole bunch of other stuff. Go to morelikeradio.com. Thank you again, Doc, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Jesse, for being here, of course. Much appreciated. There's Dutch with a puppy on his shoulder. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We're out of here.
Bye.
That's probably not good for the dogs.